Hello, and welcome back to Stas, Stories, and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 205.
How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. You know, just another Monday in the world currently as we
it's
are...
It's actually Tuesday right now.
Oh my gosh. Awkwardly.
We normally record on Mondays, but
you're
last
right.
night...
I can't even remember.
Yeah, last night we had a Batchy Buds wine night, so every week we get together with a bunch of friends and we watch The Bachelorette. But yesterday we watched it live and we also had a wine tasting night, which is fun. So each couple brought a bottle of wine and it ranged from, Two Buck Chuck from Trader Joe's to DeLille, you know, wide range. And, we did a blind taste test. Gavin was a sommelier and it was very fun.
Yeah.
We all did not like the DeLille for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, it was very surprising. Turns out that, you know, cheap wine actually in a blind taste test does pretty well.
Yeah, we were like, oh, this one's for sure the Two Buck Chuck, and then it turned out to be the DeLille. It might have gone bad or something. I don't know. Normally DeLille is really good. But yeah, that was very fun. And I got one right. Brian got zero right. I think the most people got right was one. So turns out you're very bad at identifying red wine from red wine.
Yep. I just know it's red. That's about it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Brian, you wrote some notes on each one. The first wine you said was watery and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Second wine you said was even more watery.
Yes.
The third one you said, I choked.
Yep.
The fourth one you said, I screamed.
Yeah.
The fifth one, what did you say? I forget. Yeah, it was...
I think one of them I actually said, okay, this is actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you said it good, and then the last one you said best.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And, of course, all of my guesses were completely wrong with relation to the price of the wine.
Turns out we all just like cheaper wine than we thought.
Yes.
That's what I learned from that experiment last
night. And
that's
good to know, too. That's yep. good to know.
So that was pretty fun. Also this weekend, you and I played basketball. I lost in horse to you, but then I redeemed myself the next day by playing. We played par 3 golf at Green Lake, and I beat you by 7 strokes. I did play golf for 1 year in high school on the JV team, but that was not showing. You know, I took some very funny videos of Brian golfing.
Yeah, you know, I have issues with hitting the ball properly. Like, I have no
form. Well, everyone does. I mean, not maybe to that degree.
Yeah, to a worse degree. I have issues hitting the ball, you know. My form is really bad. You know, I never have my swing go all the way back because I'm like, if I do like a full swing, I feel like I'm just chopping at the ball and it's not going to be going in any direction I'm expecting it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be like, do like half a swing. But even then, you know, if you've seen some of the videos, they're pretty bad. Like I hit a tree, the golf ball almost bounced back and hit me. So it's definitely a learning experience. Golf is not my sport, but it's fun to play like a cheap, like $10 round of golf.
Par 3 is like my perfect golf course. Cause you know, I can reasonably hit the ball.
And it doesn't take for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't
time.
Take super, I mean, okay, granted, I think one of the holes we each took 8 strokes and it was supposed to be par 3, but whatever.
Yeah, but that's okay. You have 8 strokes sometimes in putt-putt golf, so.
Yeah, that's true. It just depends on the course.
Yes.
Yeah. And also this weekend we started watching a new show called Indian Matchmaking, and it's very good. It's on Netflix. Highly recommend. It's basically about this matchmaker lady who is trying to find the perfect match for people, and it's very funny, and people are very picky. They like list out their what they want out of a person, and some of their lists are crazy long.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, you know, just you know, seeing you know, basically seeing how, you know, some arranged marriage cultures on mm-hmm. how like, you know, like parents pressure their kids to find
there's this one
a wife
person
or a husband.
Yeah, there's this one guy on the show and his mom's like, your wedding's in 2 months, so you need to find someone.
Yeah, she's like planning the wedding and he doesn't even have a girlfriend at this point.
Yeah. It's
so it's pretty
funny.
It's funny, but it's also I feel bad for some of these people.
Oh, I know, yeah, but it's very entertaining to watch. So
Yes.
if you need something to watch, recommend that one.
That's the next Netflix thing.
Well, for it came out 2020, but the season two just came out, so
Yes.
but start on season one. Okay, our first topic this week is an article saying that it's actually becoming cheaper to eat out at a restaurant than to make your own food at the, and get the food at the grocery store, which is pretty crazy. What do you think about that, Brian?
I mean, I, like just off the top of my head, I can see how that can be argued because sometimes when you go to a restaurant, you get something and you kind of get two meals out of it. If you get, like take leftovers and don't like gorge yourself, not gouge. I feel like if you're thrifty in terms of the way you shop, it's still cheaper, but it's getting very close, like with inflation, like. It's expensive to go grocery shopping.
So groceries and restaurant prices have increased year over year by 13.1% and 7.6%. So groceries increased by 13.1, restaurants increased by 7.6. According to the Labor Department's July 2022 Consumer Price Index, that's a 5.5% difference. It's the biggest inflationary gap that's existed between groceries and restaurants since 1979. That's pretty crazy. But dining out obviously still gonna be more expensive, especially when you account for tipping, hefty markups, and the gas to get you to and from the restaurant. But grocery stores are where people are more likely to pay more money than usual, because with grocery inflation way higher than restaurant inflation, the price to eat out is now relatively discounted compared to what it used to be. It used to cost, a lot more money than it would cost you to make your meal at home, but now it's just a little bit more money.
Yes, I agree. But, still cheaper overall to buy groceries, just the difference between eating out and buying groceries has decreased. So it's less as you know, it's less cringeworthy to eat out, basically.
The affordable chain restaurants are now offering deals because they're seizing the inflated prices as an opportunity to bring people to their restaurants. And so, really encouraging people when they're like, oh, I can make this meal at home for $4, or I can get it at, this fast food chain for $5. I'll just do that because it's easier and it doesn't cost that much more, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, in Seattle, a lot of like the frozen meals are basically like $5 a meal. So, yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was very interesting. Also interesting, last year we talked about how there was a chance to name a ferry in Seattle, and then we had our friends Emily and Mary on the podcast. They had submitted a submission for naming the ferry, but now there's a whole new naming submission. Yeah, this is very interesting, Brian. You found this article.
Yes. So the World Health Organization has invited the public to find a new name for monkeypox. Monkeypox has been in the news
For a long time now.
lately for a long time, yeah, actually. But it takes a while for people to actually start paying attention, unfortunately. And basically they're calling the public for help to find a less stigmatizing name. Experts warn that the name can be stigmatizing towards primates, for basically monkeys, for basically the disease that it was named after. And there are some reports that people are like attacking monkeys, fearing that the monkeys are gonna directly give it to them, even though, it's people, spreading the disease,
That's not
primarily
good.
person to person. So it's very important. They said it's very important that we find a new name for monkeypox because it's best practice to not create any offense to an ethnic group, religion, country, and then they said, or animal. So we definitely don't want monkeys to be needlessly harmed.
So,
Monkeypox.
but there are certain names, though, that some people have already submitted, including the classic Poxy McPoxface.
Yes.
And the, let's see, Mpox is another one. Just take out monkey, just call it Mpox.
That's a popular one. Yep.
Another one is Trump 22, like at COVID-19, but Trump 22, but don't just listen. The person who submitted this says that Trump stands for Toxic Rash of Unrecognized Mysterious Provenance of 22.
There you go. So it's an acronym.
It's acronym. It's not targeting anyone.
Yes. It's not an endorsement or rejection of Trump.
I don't know if that would ever be an endorsement if you're going to name
a virus or a disease.
Yeah, a disease after that. But, you know, whatever. Could take it the wrong way. And anyone is allowed to submit this to the World Health Organization. They just said that the disease name should not include geographic locations, people's names, so I guess Trump 22 is out, species/class of animal or food, cultural, population or industry or occupational references, or any terms that incite undue fear, obviously. Those are the guidelines.
Yes, so we'll see what they actually end up picking, because eliminated a lot of things.
I mean, are they really going to, are people going to really change shit? I mean, I guess at the beginning of COVID, a lot more people were calling it coronavirus, and I don't really hear that as much anymore, but I guess we've switched to COVID, so maybe we can switch.
Yeah, there'll probably be some acronym that's more appropriate than Trump 22.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's going to become, but yes, it's just interesting. If you guys do have an opinion on what monkeypox should be renamed, the World Health Organization on their website is accepting, submissions. So
best of luck to all of you out there. You can put that on your resume. I named a disease.
Or a virus, yes.
A virus. I renamed a virus. Have you ever wanted to try out a new perfume or cologne and want more than the small sample but less than the full bottle? Scentbird is a fragrance subscription service with a mission to empower each and every person to express themselves through scent. Here's how it works. Take a fragrance quiz, choose from their wide variety, and add what you want to try to your queue. With each order, you'll be sent a vial of fragrance from your queue to try for the month. Get your second month of Scentbird free by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/Scentbird. That's SCENTBIRD.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Brian and I are going to go to a concert this week. One of my favorite country artists, Thomas Rhett. I saw him live in 2019 as well. Brian, just by being around me, has learned many of Thomas Rhett's songs. And so similar to when we did a prom 2012 songs song quiz, we are going to now do a Thomas Rhett song quiz. So are you ready, Brian?
You know, I do occasionally listen in to what you're listening to, Mary.
Well, you're just in the car with me, you're in my apartment, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to other stuff.
I might have picked up a couple songs, but I get the tune, but who knows if I know the actual name, so we'll have to see if I can get any of these.
Okay, so it's going to be multiple choice. So go ahead and switch over to the browser.
All right.
So you can see the options. I'll also read them out loud for listeners at home.
Uh-huh.
You guys can play along, and this should be fun.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. Do you know that you are the star of the show? Okay, was that Remember You Young, Star of the Show, Make Me Wanna, or Slow Down Summer?
You know, I really love when the name of the title is being said in the little sound clip, so I'm going to go with Star of the Show.
Perfect. Good job.
Yes. I'm so cultured.
You know, a lot of times the song name is in, or song title is in the song, so these are just 10-second clips, so who knows if you'll be able to guess it, but mm-hmm. We'll see.
The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No.
Okay, is that Craving You, Look What God Gave Her, Country Again, or Life Changes?
You know, it's kind of bad because I do know the answer to this, and it wasn't actually said in this clip. It's Look What God Gave Her.
Look at you. You're a big Thomas Rhett fan.
Yeah, I just totally.
You're going to be singing all the words at the concert.
No, okay. I'm just going to be pouting off at a quarter.
No?
No, don't worry. I'll be smiling.
Okay, was that Star of the Show, Half of Me, What's Your Country Song, or When We're 80?
Uh-oh. This is not good. I do not know what this is. So I'm going to have to use deductive reasoning. It's definitely nothing about 80-year-olds. So.
You didn't get it. It ran out of time.
What was it?
It was Half of Me.
Sorry. Oh, okay. I would have gotten it wrong then.
And the sad part is, if you listen back to that recording, he did say Half of Me in 10 seconds. Gotta pay better attention. I should have been listening. Next one. Okay, is that Crash and Burn, More Time Fishing, When You Look Like That, or When We're 80?
It's either When You Look Like That or When We're 80. So I'm going to say When We're 80 because...
Yep.
Yes, that's why. Because it's right.
Okay. Been there from the start. How'd you change a sinner's heart? And it's heaven really just beyond the storm. Okay, is that Craving You, Beer with Jesus, Us Someday, or Get Me Some of That?
Gosh. Every country song sounds exactly... Let's just go Beer with Jesus.
That was it.
Oh my gosh, that's just so typical.
You did it. Okay, next one. Yeah, I love me some California, but it's your... Is that Country Again, Us Someday, You Heard, or When You Look Like That?
I'm going to say Country Again.
Yep.
Because good he's job, talking Brian. About California in the beginning, and you know he's just going to transition to, like, wanting to live on a field somewhere.
Okay. Okay, next up. Just hop on the train, you never know what's going to happen. You make your plans, and you hear God laughing. Life change. Okay, you definitely know this one.
Yes, I do. I'm just going to say it straight up because it was in the title. It's Life Changes.
Yep.
That's what he said.
Okay. Next one.
And I just want to say... No matter how much that's fine. Hmm.
Is that Beer Can't Fix, Remember You Young, Slow Down Summer, or It Goes Like This?
It's Remember You Young. You know, I spend way too much time around you, Barry. I know all of these. This is really bad.
What were you going to say, though? What were you
I was just going to say, I want people to know that I have multiple choices. If this was, like, a blind quiz, I would probably get, like, most of these wrong. Although, but, you know, maybe not. Maybe not. I do know a lot of these, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know more of the songs than you thought you do. Okay,
I probably know more of these than I knew of Coldplay going into Coldplay.
Yeah. Okay, so two more to go.
All right. But it don't matter, no, no.
Okay, is that Bass Pro Hat, Beer with Jesus, Half of Me, or Get Me Some of That?
It's Get Me Some of That, maybe. Ugh, nope. It's Bass Pro Hat?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's a country thing, like some bass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, last one. That You Heard, When We're 80, Life Changes, or Slow Down Summer?
It's either You Heard or Slow Down Summer. Okay. I'm just going to say yes, You Heard.
Yep.
Yes. All
you
right.
Did it, Brian.
You know what? That was pretty good.
You did really well.
I got at least half of them, so I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, you did really well.
That just shows that I pay attention. I'm such a good person.
Well, now you're going to be ready for the concert. You don't need to listen to any more Thomas Rhett between now and then.
No, I don't. I think I actually am ready. I'm going in strong.
This is the first concert you'll be going in and actually knowing some of the words. Not that anyone knows all of the words to all of the songs, but like you originally thought people did at concerts. Only the singer really needs to know all the words to all the songs. You're just there to have a good time.
Very true. Very true. I'll mouth some words. Nobody's going to notice the difference. Maybe I'll sing some. Who knows? Probably not. Definitely not, actually. But it should be fun. It should be a fun experience. It's going to be my second concert. Oh, third, actually.
Oh, yeah. First Coldplay, Chip, yeah. And now Thomas Rhett.
There you go. It's quite the lineup.
It's been a great year for you so far, and it's only been... It's almost only been like 10 months since your first concert ever.
Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of culture lately, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, just I forgot to mention I'm going to be going to Hawaii in basically a week or so. And I just bought some swimming trunks, and they are awesome, cool-looking swimming trunks. I just want everyone to know.
I'm not
saying who it was or where I got it. It was online. I didn't try them on at first, so, you know, fingers crossed, and you never know
I mean, okay, a guy's swimsuit, it's just shorts. So
yeah, I know. It's really hard to mess up. It's really hard to mess up shorts, especially when there's, like, small, medium, or large, or whatever, like, generic sizes.
Yeah.
But I just want everyone to know I'm very happy with this purchase, so.
That's great, Brian.
Yes. What about you, Mary? Anything to add?
I'm also going to Hawaii in about a week, the same time as you, and yeah, that's all I have to say. Very excited. I think we're going to record one more podcast next week, and then we'll take the following week off, and then don't worry, we'll be back. But yeah, well, you know how the concert goes. Well, maybe Brian can give his perspective, and yeah, that's all we got.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.